I am a big collector of antique bottles from the period of the Revolution through the Civil War, and I had met another bottle collector from the mid part of the state, and he had one of my cards. He was approached by a gentleman who had bought all of these negatives at an estate sale. They had a lot of pictures of Charleston in it, and he asked this other collector, he said, well, do you know anybody in Charleston that might be interested in buying it, because I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Well, the bottle collector had him call me, and he gave me a sales pitch, and I said, well, I'm interested in bottles. And he said, well, these are glass, and I didn't think that was all that funny until he told me that he had negatives that showed St. Michael's and St. Philip's and the old cobblestone streets. And I said, well, if I don't buy them, what are you going to do with them? And he said, I'm going down to the flea market, and I'm going to sell the glass negatives for $1 a piece, and I'll sell the little celluloids 10 for $1 and see if I can get rid of them. So I ran to the bank and grabbed a small pocket full of money and met him and made the transaction and brought him back to Charleston, and still didn't know who the photographer was. I just simply put him on the shelf in my study and forgot about him for a while.
And you mentioned you were talking about taking them down to a gallery.
The Gibbs Art Gallery, it used to be known as the Carolina Art Association, but currently it's known as the Gibbs. And they had, and I knew this, a very large collection of old glass plate negatives. I had heard through the tour guide community that they did. And so I took these negatives. And when I walked in the door, I think the lady that looked at them was about to have a stroke, because she looked at them and looked at me and says, my God, this is George W. Johnson. And I said, well, that's all well and good, but who the hell is George W. Johnson? And she says, well, only Charleston's most prolific photographer of the late 19th and early 20th century. And I said, well, now I know what I've got. And she says, and where did you get these? And I was a little troubled by her tone, and I told her that I had several, and she says, well, you need to give them to us because we have his entire collection. And I said, well, I can't give these to you because I've got over 1,000 of them, to which she was unbelievable. It could not be that I had something that they didn't. And as a result, I did take several more down there, and they were very pleased to see that theirs was not the only Johnson collection out there.